Hello again, this is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching, as always. So let's say you want to shift from being a fearful rider to being a confident one. You've identified that your limiting belief is that you are fundamentally flawed. You are just not a confident rider. You've tried everything to become less afraid, but you've come to think of yourself as a timid rider, and that belief permeates everything you do with your horse. Even when you make progress in overcoming your fear and accomplish things you never thought you would, that feeling of confidence eludes you. This has been going on for years, maybe since you had a fall or became a parent, or maybe it's been with you since you first began riding. So you've identified your limiting belief. What is the gap? You are clear that you want to go from being timid to being bold, from being fearful to being confident. You want to go from feeling restricted and not being able to go on trail rides or go to shows with your friends to feeling free and able to accept invitations and do whatever you want with your horse, unencumbered by fear. You want to feel joyful and be able to laugh while you're in the saddle. This is your longing. You want it bad. You've gone from just wanting to be able to do certain things to truly desiring a new way of being. So now what? It's time to really understand your limiting belief and look right into that gap, the one between being a timid rider and being a confident one. My first question for you is, what is the upper limiting belief costing you? What is staying on this side of the gap causing you to miss out on? Let's stay with this example. Remaining a timid rider is costing you fun. It's costing you a really great partnership with your horse. It's costing you money because you can't fully enjoy what you're spending so much cash on. It's likely costing you some self-regard and the ability to accomplish your goals. My next question is, what is the payoff for remaining a timid rider? What's the payoff for not going into the gap? This is the really important one. Most people at first say, there is no payoff. I'm miserable. I don't want this anymore. But here's the deal. If there was no payoff, there would be no gap. You would no longer be listening to that limiting belief, and you'd already be where you want to be. That's just the truth. So what is the payoff for staying where you are? If you remain a timid rider, you always have an excuse to fail. You're pretty safe from having to take risks and put yourself out there. You won't have to even try the scary things, so there will be no opportunity to mess them up. If you stay a fearful rider, it takes the expectation of others pretty low, keeps their expectations low. This makes it easier to meet those expectations. The answer to this question may go a lot deeper. You may feel you're not worthy of being good, of being successful, even of owning a horse. Your limiting belief may be so powerful because it's so long ingrained in you that you really need to keep answering this question over and over until you begin peeling away at the truth like it's an onion. It's okay, keep going. This could be simple or it could be really painful to look at this payoff. If you can recognize both what your upper limiting belief is costing you and what it provides for you, you've already jumped into the gap. You're already doing the work. You're already on your way. Don't let your inner critic tell you otherwise. None of these things are big problems. They are not your own private pain. You share this experience with millions of other humans, and not to mention millions of other riders. Remember that the example I'm using here is just an example. You can apply this inquiry to any place in your life where you want to move from one way of being to another, to anywhere that there's a gap. Now, are you willing to give up the benefits? What will you have to let go of in order to navigate the gap? The safety of your comfort zone? Those low expectations? Are you willing to give up having to not fail? Are you willing to shed your timid rider suit and trade it in for the confident rider version? If you try to put the new suit on over the old one, it won't fit. If you try to get all the rewards of becoming a confident rider without sacrificing those old payoffs for being a timid one, it will not happen. You must be willing to sacrifice those old things. You've got to be willing to be vulnerable in order to step into that new suit. So now you've identified your longing, begun to understand your upper limiting belief, and stepped into the gap. Please, please, please go through this process. Whatever the shift you want to make, whatever gap you're navigating, you can get to the other side. Take the time to write down the answers to these questions. What is your upper limiting belief costing you? What is the payoff for staying on this side of the gap? What are you willing to let go of? Are you willing to give up those benefits? What will you sacrifice in order to get to the other side? All right, as always, have fun with this.